Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Tuesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Tesla is about to cut thousands of jobs in a cost-cutting measure as it prepares to increase production of lower-end Model 3 versions. Elon Musk said the availability of more budget-friendly versions of the vehicle will be important when the EV tax credit drops by 50% in July. The FTC is considering a record fine against Facebook for failing to protect users' privacy, according to sources for The Washington Post. The commission began investigating the company's privacy practices in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Bloomberg previously reported the FTC was investigating whether Facebook violated a consent decree with the FTC in 2011. Apple and Qualcomm were in dispute over software leaks before they began litigating about licensing costs, reports the Bloomberg. Internal emails from 2017 show Qualcomm's CEO was concerned Apple was leaking its proprietary code. Apple executives denied the suggestion, noting the company planned to spend $2 billion on Qualcomm chips. Qualcomm CEO subsequently asked Apple to commit to using Qualcomm modems in at least 50% of iPhones for 2 years. An IoT-based monitoring system has been proposed to improve the response times and effectiveness of bridge inspections. The system, developed by tech companies SG5 and IamSight, is designed to monitor bridge status and notify local governments when an inspection is warranted. The sensors are primarily intended to give governments ample time to respond and inspect a bridge, as missing an inspection deadline is an issue in the industry. EU efforts to reform copyright rules hit a roadblock yesterday, as a meeting of lawmakers and officials was called off, prompting criticism of Google from publishers after it other tech giants lobbied against the changes. The European Commission, which launched the debate 2 years ago, says the overhaul is necessary to protect Europe's cultural heritage and level the playing field between big online platforms and publishers, broadcasters and artists. European Parliament lawmakers, representatives of EU countries and Commission officials were scheduled to meet on yesterday to reconcile their positions on the topic, but the meeting was called off after EU countries failed to resolve differences last Friday. Drone company DJI says it has uncovered fraudulent activities by some of its employees that may lead to as much as $150 million in losses. The full details of the scheme are still unknown, but DJI says an internal probe shows multiple workers inflated certain supply costs for personal gain. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.